ஓம் பத்ரம் கர்ணேபிஷ்ருணுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுமாகும்ஸஸ்தனூபிஹ வ்யஷேமதேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந ஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. பேஜ் நம்பர் 33, காரிகா நம்பர் 28. தஸ்மான் ந ஜாயதே சித்தம் சித்ததுஷ்யம் ந ஜாயதே தஸ்ய பஶ்யந்தி யே ஜாதிம் கே வை பஶ்யந்தி தே பதம். கௌடபாதாச்சாரிய refuting all other systems of philosophies, he has refuted Sankhya philosopher, Dvaita philosopher, who comes under Astika darshanams, and he has refuted 4 types of Buddhism, Jainism. These 4 types of Buddhism we were seeing in the last class from 24th Karika onwards up to 27th Karika. Among these 4 systems of Buddhism also, first 2 systems are negated by the 3rd system of Buddhism. That is Yogacara, Kshanika Vijnanavadi refutes the first 2 systems of Buddhistic philosophy, Sautrantika and Vaibhashika, both of them were refuted by 3rd Buddhistic philosopher called Kshanika Vijnanavadi. That is done in the 27th Karika. In the 26th Karika, 25th Karika, 3 Karikas are refuting the first 2 systems of Buddhists. That means 24th only first 2 systems are introduced. 25th, 26th, 27th, Yogacara refuting the first 2 systems. First 2 systems, first system of philosophy, Buddhistic philosophy, is Bahyartha Pratyakshavadinaha. They are known as Bahyartha Pratyakshavadinar. The one who accepts the external world with direct perception. And second philosopher is Bahyartha Anumanavadinaha. Accepting the external system, external world by anumanam, inference. Accepting the external world only by inference, not by pratyaksham, is known as the second system. Then third, number 3 is bahyartha abhavavadinar. Bahyartha Abhavavadi means that Yogacara, Kshanika Vijnanavadi, he doesn't accept the external world other than the subject, the consciousness. Vijnanam he accepts. There is no objective world outside. Then the fourth one is Sarvartha Abhavavadi. The Sarvartha Abhavavadi is the fourth system of philosophy in Buddhism. It is known as Shunyavadam. Abhava means absence, non-existence. Non-existence of what? Sarvartham, all objects, nothing is there. Shunyam, emptiness. This is called Sarvartha Abhavavadi. Artha means object. No, nothing is there. Even subject, object, nothing is there according to him. So the first two systems negated already. The third system, Gaudapada Acharya negating in the 28th Karika, that I have introduced in the last class. The word meaning I have given, but we have to see the further elaboration on this Karika. What Kshanika Vijnanavadi says, we agree with Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Third system of philosopher also says the external real creation is not there. We the Advaitins says, there is no external world really. But there is an apparent creation there. It is like two sides of the same coin. What do we say? Our two statements we have to understand. Real creation never born. There is no real creation. This is called Ajativada. First, our Vada is called Ajativada. Creation is not born. World is not born. There is no Srishti outside. Bracket low, what you have to supply? Really. There is no creation really in there. This is called Ajativada. There is no creation really in there. Why we have to add that really? No. Because I cannot say there is no world at all. No. I cannot say there is no world at all because experientially it is there. Some utility is there outside. Therefore, I cannot say it is totally non-existent. So, this statement you should not forget. Just like that, you cannot make a statement, there is no world. No. When we are saying that there is no world, that clause is very important. There is no world really. It is called Ajativada. Now, second statement what we say, first statement we only say, and second statement what we say, there is an apparent creation. There is no creation really is the first statement, Ajativada. Second statement is what? There is a creation apparently. There is an apparent creation. This vada is called Vivarta Vada. Vivarta Vadam. Vivarta Vadam means substratum means it never undergoes a change, but it appears as though. It appears as though. For that we give the example of the rope snake. Our rope snake is there, no? It appears as a snake, but there is no real snake. Apparently snake is there, but there is no real snake. Similarly, pot also. Pot also appears, there is no real pot like that. Similarly, here also we have to say to this Kshanika Vijnanavadi, we agree with you, there is no objective world really outside. There is only apparent creation outside. Now, I want to refute even Yogacara also. Why we have to refute Yogacara? The common feature between Yogacara and us is what? He also negates the external world, real external world. We also negate the real external world. This is common feature for both of us. What is the uncommon feature between Kshanika Vijnanavadi and Advaiti? The uncommon feature is in arriving at that Vijnanam, what Vijnanam he says, the Chaitanyam, subject alone is there, Chaitanyam alone is there, object is not there, he is telling. That subject he calls it as what? Vijnanam. We give the name what? Chaitanyam or consciousness. That word is mentioned here in the form of Chittam. Chittam, the word here mentioned, is Chaitanyam Nartham. Chaitanyam na jayate nar. What type of Chaitanyam used your Chaitanyam? Gaudapada Acharya asking the Yogacara Buddhist. You and I are same in negating the real external world. But I differ from you. Who says? Gaudapada Acharya says. Who is Gaudapada Acharya? Author of these Mandukya Karikas. So what we are studying, Mandukya Karikas, author is Gaudapada Acharya. He is challenging that Buddhist. I differ in this aspect. I have a difference of opinion with you regarding the Chaitanyam. When we ask, what is your Chaitanyam nature, when we ask, what he says, it is kshanikam, momentary, temporary, anityam. For that he gives two examples. Examples are not given here, but he gives two examples. What are those examples? According to me, he firmly says Chaitanyam is temporary. What we say, Atma is Nityaha. Avan enna solra, Atma is momentary, Kshanikam. Kshanika means what he took? Kshanika means the Vritti Jnanam he took as Chaitanyam. The Vritti Jnanam, the pot knowledge, flower knowledge, mic knowledge, house knowledge, clip knowledge, chair knowledge, person knowledge, woman knowledge, every knowledge is changing. No? Every thought is changing. Our thoughts are momentary or permanent? All our thoughts are momentary or permanent? Momentary. Very much fleeting. Floating, fleeting, they are just like a flow. Can you stop that flow? You cannot stop. It flows. Therefore, he says, this Vijnanam is not permanent. What Vijnanam? Whatever I am getting, that Vijnanam is temporary only. He took that Vijnanam, Vritti Jnanam, as a permanent, the temporary Chaitanyam. According to us, that Vritti Jnanam is not that consciousness. Vritti Jnanam is not the consciousness. Vritti Jnanam means, Vritti means thought. In that thought, every thought is a knowledge, is it not? Flower thought means what? Flower knowledge. Mic thought means mic knowledge. When you see the desk, you get desk knowledge. Knowledge means Vijnanam. And the desk vritti, desk knowledge. Vritti thought, desk knowledge. Flower thought, flower knowledge. Mic thought, mic knowledge. House thought, house knowledge. Man thought, man knowledge. Every thought and knowledge. Thought alone is called knowledge. And the knowledge he taken as the Atma, Chaitanyam. Since it is fleeting, therefore it is called momentary consciousness. Kshanikamanna moment. There is no permanent Chaitanyam. There is only temporary Chaitanyam. Just like he gives for one example, flame. What you are seeing, the flame, is not one flame. There are many flames are coming. One flame, every moment, new flame is coming. His Siddhanta, he establishes like this. The example he gives, a flame, vilak, when we keep that flame at home, what we see, the flame is only one flame we see. According to him, it is not one flame, it is a series of flames are appear like one flame. The series of flames appearing as one flame. Series of flames means, if there are only one flame, he is asking us, if there are only one flame, the oil should be as it is. He says, no, the oil should be as it is if it is only one flame. But the oil is deflating, no? Every time oil is deflating, no? Every minute, second oil is deflating. That therefore, what I want to say, it is a series of flames, one flame after another flame comes. But I am seeing only one flame now. Because of that fast series of flames, it appears as though one flame. It appears as though one flame. It is appearing as one flame for us. But according to him, there are number of flames. Every flame is how much time? Kshanikam. This is one example he gives. Like that, just as the flame is one, for us, for him, flames are many. Flames are many. Similarly, how flames are many? Kshanikam. They are fleeting, momentary. Next example, what he gives is, river also, you see one river flow, it is not one river. The water is, what you are seeing, that river, water you are touching, it will not be the same next moment. You are touching the water, after this first moment over, second moment comes. Are you touching the same water? No, you are touching the new water. Therefore, the river is also not a permanent, it is also kshanikam. The water you are touching is not the same water, it is different water. Therefore, it is a momentary, it is a flow, series flow of waters, he says. Like that, no permanent river, no permanent flame. There are many flames you are seeing as one flame. There are many rivers, no? One river is not there actually. There is this flow of water. Every time you are seeing new water. Correct? Anale, what you are seeing is not the same. His example also nanna irukku namakku. That is why Chaitanyam also like that only. It is series of consciousnesses. Ippadi sollanum. Series of consciousnesses. There are many consciousnesses. First moment consciousness is different from the second moment consciousness. Second moment consciousness is different from the third moment consciousness. Clear? So the consciousnesses are changing. This is our Siddhanta. Now we will negate it. Now how to refute him? How to refute him? Now Gaudapada Acharya asking, who knows about this momentary consciousness? Who knows, who is talking about the momentary consciousness? Who is talking about the momentary consciousness? For that, Gaudapada Acharya elaborately explaining, you cannot say first momentary consciousness knowing the second momentary consciousness. You cannot say first momentary consciousness knowing the second momentary consciousness. So three points Gaudapada Acharya raised. What are those three points? How do you know that consciousness is momentary? Question number one. How do you know consciousness is momentary? Gaudapada Acharya, question number one, posing towards Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Now, the second question he asks is, now he is asking, how do you know the momentary consciousness? When he asks, suppose you give three answers. Gaudapada himself gives an answer. You have three possibilities. ఇప్పుడు చొల్రి ఆ అని కేకరారు ఎవడి ఈజ్ ఇట్ నోన్ బై అదర్ ఇనర్ట్ మ్యాటర్ దిస్ మొమెంటరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ నోన్ బై అనదర్ ఇనర్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆర్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ నోన్ బై అనదర్ మొమెంటరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ హౌ దిస్ మొమెంటరీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ నోన్ వెన్ యూ సే Is it possibilities? Three possibilities. Gaudapada Acharya presenting. Is it known by another inert matter? A inert matter is knowing this momentary consciousness. Point number one. Question number one. Or is this momentary consciousness is known by another momentary consciousness? Second possibility. Third possibility is this momentary consciousness is knowing by itself? Is this momentary consciousness is knowing by itself? After asking these three questions, now he says, Gaudapada Acharya repeats, these three also not possible. Possible questions he raises now, possible doubts. And he refutes three of them. How? A momentary consciousness cannot be known by an inert matter. A momentary consciousness cannot be known by an inert matter. Why? An inert thing cannot know anything. A jadam vastu can know anything in the world. Therefore, first choice is ruled out. Inert matter cannot know the momentary consciousness. Now the second option, the momentary consciousness can be known by another momentary consciousness. Cholla vali illa. Yenna, first momentary consciousness, to know the second momentary consciousness has to come. Second momentary consciousness vandavudane in the first momentary enna arudhe gone. Born and gone, the secondary momentary consciousness has come. So therefore, this secondary momentary consciousness, when it comes, this first one disappears. Then second one is known by third one, and in this third one, second one varumbodhu third one illai. Third momentary consciousness. Third momentary consciousness varumbodhu second momentary consciousness illai. And who knows whom? So, one momentary consciousness cannot know the another momentary consciousness because when one momentary consciousness is born, previous consciousness gone. When the other momentary consciousness is going to come, this consciousness is disappearing. Therefore, there is no possibility of one momentary consciousness known by another momentary consciousness. Second option ruled out. Third option, can consciousness knows by itself? Na? Momentary consciousness knows by itself? Na? This is also not possible. Subject, the knower can never be known by itself. Na? No one can know by itself. Everything can know other things. It cannot know itself. It is law, against to law. So, the momentary consciousness cannot know itself. Flower can know itself? No. That is why Atma can never know itself, we say. Atma knows everything, but Atma can never know itself. Like that, secondary, momentary consciousness also cannot know by itself. Therefore what? For that, we have to give our worldly example. What Gaudapada Acharya says, see, to know a momentary consciousness, there must be a conscious principle which is not momentary. Very, very important concept. You know? To know a momentary consciousness, there must be a permanent consciousness who is not momentary. How to understand this? For example, you go to a central railway station. In the central railway station, the announcer is there. The announcer announcing the arrival and departure of the train. First train, arrival and departure. Second train, arrival and departure. Third train, arrival and departure. Fourth train, arrival and departure. So that experiencer of these first train, second train, third train, who is talking, announcing, is she is in the train or out of the train? Out of the train. She cannot be in the train. If she is in the train, she cannot know about the second train arrival and departure. Yeah, no, she has gone in the first train. She cannot know the second train arrival and departure. Of course, she cannot know the third train arrival and departure. If she is in second train, she cannot know about the third train. If she is in the third train, she cannot know the first train arrival departure. Therefore, the knower of the arrival and departure of the trains must be out of the train. She must be on the platform, not on the train. Correct? Simple. Similarly, you are talking, O Kshanika Vijnanavadi, you are talking about the temporary consciousness, the momentary consciousness. The one who is talking about the momentary consciousness, first momentary, second momentary, third momentary consciousness must be free from moments. He must be permanent, nityam. A temporary consciousness principle, Vijnanam, cannot talk about the all the momentary consciousnesses. So therefore, what? Consciousness is nityam, permanent. It is permanent. That is what he establishes. If anybody tries to talk about this creation, the kshanikam, na? This is like trying to hold on to the space madre. Na akasham inda kaiyila pudikkaradhukaga muyarchi pandrana yaro. Idella mudiyada karyam neenga pesuradhu ellame, it is not fair, na? It is not right. It is like counting the finger steps of the birds in the sky, na? Talking about the kshanika vijnanam we have refuted. And is a sahasam and shoulder, Shankaracharya. How dare enough you are talking about all these things. In now Gaudapada Acharya from 29th he is going to consolidate first, second, third chapters summarization he is doing. What he does here in the second 28th karikala, three examples I said. Three examples in the sense, three pramanams. Shastra pramanam, yukti pramanam and anubhava pramanam. Shastra pramanam I gave the Taittiriya Upanishad. Najayate mriyateva kadachite nare. Atma is satyam, eternal, nityam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Kathopanishad is the pramanam. So your way of expression is Shastra Viruddham, Atma is Nityaha. Similarly, the reasoning Nyaya Viruddham, for that we are given this railway station example. You know, Namak Puriyar example. Adi Madre. The knower of the momentary conscious must be நாட் மொமெண்டரி. அப்படிதானே, த நோவர் ஆஃப் த மொமெண்டரி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் நாட் மொமெண்டரி. ஸோ வேர் யுவர் க்ஷணிக விஜானம் கான். தென் அனுபவ பிரமாணம் ஆல்சோ பிரத்யபிக்னா இஸ் தேர், இட் இஸ் நாட் க்ஷணிகம். ஈவன் இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ திஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் கண்டினியூஸ். ஈவன் விருத்தி விஜானம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ. வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் விருத்தி ஜானம், நோ தாட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், பட் வி ஆர் தேர் ஆர் நாட். ஹவ் வி ஆர் தேர்? க்ஷணிகமாக இருக்கோமா? வி ஆர் தேர். தஸ் வை த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸுக்கு அப்பாறுபட்டவன் அர்த்தம். வி ஆர் தேர் ஆல் த டைம், ஏதர் இன் ஒன் ஃபார்ம் ஆர் அதர் ஃபார்ம் லெஸ் ஆல்சோ. தட்ஸ் வை வென் வி சே இந்த மைண்ட் இஸ் பிளாங்க்னா, ஒரு தாட் இல்லை மனசில், அப்படி நம்ம இருக்கோமா இல்லையா? ஒரு தாட்டு இல்லை அண்ண, ஒரு தாட் இல்லைன்னா கூட ஐ ஆம் தேர் ஹூ இஸ் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் த தாட்லெஸ் மைண்ட். ஃபியூ செகண்ட்ஸ் சம்டைம்ஸ் ஒரு தாட் இல்லை, என்னமோ பிளாங்காக இருக்கு அண்ண. ஹூ நோஸ் த பிளாங்க்னஸ்? தேர் இஸ் சம் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் பிளாங்க்னஸ். Who is conscious on, conscious of thoughts rising and thoughts are not rising? Few seconds blankness. I am aware of that. That awareness is permanent. Nityam. And from 29th onwards, he is going to talk about the Srishti is not there. If you accept the Srishti, what are the problems you have to face? He says that the birth of that consciousness are indeed seeing the footprints. Consciousness is born and gone. According to Kshanika Vijnanavadi, consciousness is born and gone. Upanishad says what? Na jayate na mriyate. What is born has to gone. But what about Atma nature? Upanishad says it is never born, never die. But your Kshanika, momentary consciousness, born and gone. How many years it is living? Years are months kuda illa, weeks kuda kadaiyadu, days kuda kadaiyadu, hours kadaiyadu. Moment. Shastra viruddham, shastra viruddhatvat. That's why Buddhism can survive in any country, not in India. Here, people are thinking people. In non-thinking people, இருக்கிற இடத்துல புத்திசம் சர்வைவ்ஸ். Thinking people இருக்கிற இடத்துல புத்திசம் cannot survive. Simple thing, you have understood or not? எப்படி ஆத்ம க்ஷணிக்கம் ஆக முடியும்? க்ஷணிக்கம் ஆத்மா த நோவர்னு சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், ஹூ இஸ் நோயிங் தட்? த நோவர் மஸ்ட் பி பெர்மனென்ட். Who is knowing all kshanams? Clear? Simple? Simple ah irukka swamini, konja kashtama irukka appadi thonu. It is very simple. Okay, now Gaudapada Acharya once again just revising. Finally, there is no creation at all. If anyone accepts creation, what are the problems? Suppose creation is there, na creation has come into existence. Creation has come into existence. If anybody says creation when it came, na so and so time you have to say. Once it is born, na date of manufacturing kunukkanuma vendama kunukkanu, adha whenever you buy you see the date, manufacturing date. அது மாதிரி கிரியேஷனுங்கிற பேக்கெட்டுக்கு டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் பார்க்கணும். டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் ஒன்ஸ் இட் கம்ஸ் இஸ் அ டைம் பிரின்சிபல், இஸ் இட் இட்? டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இட் கம்ஸ், இட் இஸ் எ டைம் பிரின்சிபல். ஒன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் எ டைம் பிரின்சிபல், இட் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் டேட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பைரி. இஃப் கிரியேஷன் இஸ் பார்ன், கிரியேஷன் ஹேஸ் டு டிஸப்பியர். இந்த டைம் பவுண்ட்ல என்னென்ன ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இருக்கு? ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ப்ராப்ளம். old age problem. Everything, you are born again, what? 1 week, first year over, second year over, third year. That's why, how old are you? And the question is what? How old are you? And I am 20 year old, 50 year old, 70 year old. Old than children. Enna children? I am 70 year young and then children. 20 years young and சொல்ல மாட்டோம் ஏன்னா ஐ எம் பிகமிங் ஓல்ட் 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 வரல இயர் பை இயர் என்ன எவ்ரி அவர் ஐ எம் பிகமிங் ஓல்ட் அண்ட் ஓல்ட் யூ லைக் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் யூ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் ஓல்ட் நன் ஆஃப் அஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் தட் இஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் இஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம் தென் த ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் கம்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் disease also bound to come oru disease illena mutti vali avadu varum kanisam back pain mutti vali weakness tremors idella vandrum and the disease problem varum uneasiness in the body then automatically it has to perish death problem comes சம்சாரா ப்ராப்ளம் கண்டினியூஸ் சஞ்சித கர்மா ஆகாமி கர்மா பிராரப்த கர்மா அப்படியே தோஷ போட்ட மாதிரி சஞ்சிதா பிராரப்த ஆகாமி சஞ்சிதா ஜென்மா ஜென்மாஸ் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் இஃப் யூ ஆக்செப்ட் கிரியேஷன் ரியலி தெர் இஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம் தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் தெர் இஸ் நோ கிரியேஷன் அட் ஆல் இஃப் யூ ஆக்செப்ட் கிரியேஷன் தெர் இஸ் எ சம்சார problem. Since there is no creation, therefore there is no samsara. Yesterday only, Swamini, you defined the samsara also. There is samsara now. That is Bhagavad Gita class. This is Mandukya Upanishad class. Samsara, as long as you are in ignorance, samsara will be there. You think there is a creation, I am created. Therefore, I have old age, disease, death. That is samsara. Suppose you own up your Atma, I am not the body, I have no death, I have no birth, I have no disease, I have no old age and chunna. Are you having samsara? No. So therefore, your vision, you have to shift your vision, reverse. I am body, mind to I am consciousness. Just a reversal. Your conclusion about you, you have to reverse. Kanja reversal process. Pannanam. That's what he says in the 29th Karikana up to 46, the summary of Vedanta Asiddhanta. Now we'll read the 29th Karika. Ajatam jayate yasmat. அஜாதிஃ ப்ரக்ருதிஸ்ததஃ ப்ரக்ருதேரன்யதா பாவஃ ந கதஞ்சித் பவிஷ்யதி சோ மேட்டர் கேனாட் இன்ஃப்ளூயன்ஸ் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அட் ஆல் திஸ் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் matter what you are talking really is a word first we accept there is a matter really there is no matter other than consciousness first we introduce the pot clay is there pot is there then we say there is no pot pot is a word we say pot is a word there is no pot other than clay in there Similarly, if you ask, whenever you say there is no creation at all, then you will ask, now how you account for this creation? How can you answer for this creation? And we ask the counter question. When you say there is no pot, but the appearance of the pot, how you account for it? How you can explain this visible pot? We say, a pot is a name given to the clay. Another name of the clay is what? Pot. Another name of the clay is pot. Why? There is no separate pot other than clay. Similarly, our rope snake. No shape. A rope snake, when you see the rope snake, it is really snake is there, snake was there, snake is there, snake will be there. No. What was there? Rope. What is there? What will be there? Rope. What was there? Part before part coming? Clay. When you are seeing pot also, what is there? When you break the pot also, what will be there? Then tell me, this pot, does it exist in the past or present or future? Never. Does this snake was existed previously? Is it existing now? Is it going to exist future? No. In three periods of time also, it is not there. Similarly, this creation also is like that only. How? Creation was not there, creation is not there really, creation will not be there really. Then what is this? This is Brahman. Consciousness, other name is called world. Consciousness alone is world. That easiness in everything is called consciousness. That easiness. Every nama rupa is standing upon easiness. Every nama rupa is standing upon easiness. That is the L. World la L eduthitan enna irukum? Word irukum. Adhumatta andha L eppadi enna? Easiness is the backbone of this entire creation. That easiness you cannot see with your eyes, you see only objects. But you have to discern that easiness through the objects. Therefore, creation is not there. If you accept the creation, there are many, many problems. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya says, Yasmat ajatam jayate. The birthless consciousness is born according to the disputants. Many people, they talk about the real creation, no? Consciousness is born. They say God created the world. God became the world. World is nothing but God. They say all these things. And world is God, they say. All when they are talking, world created, when you are talking, consciousness. God became the world, ananartha. Consciousness became the world. That means world is born, if you say consciousness is born as the world. Once born, what will come next? Gone. God became the world really, when the world goes in pralaya, God also goes. And Bhagavan Goda will give what? Death. Death was a mother. Anga God and children, consciousness and children. What is the difference? Consciousness is born. People are talking. Consciousness became the world, created the world. If you say, it is wrong because ajatihi prakritihi. Prakritihi means the intrinsic nature of consciousness. Prakriti means here nature. Intrinsic nature, the swabhava of consciousness. What is that? Birthlessness is the nature of consciousness. Ajatihi prakritihi. Birthlessness is the nature of consciousness. What is the nature can never be changed. What is the fire nature? Heat. Rumba hot irukum. Can you make the fire cold? Can you feel anywhere fire, cold fire? Fire ennu sonnale heat. Hot irukke heat ennu solluvom. Heat can never be taken away from the fire. Heat can never be taken away from the fire. It is the nature of the fire. It is the nature of the fire. Whatever is intrinsic, whatever cannot be taken out is the nature of that entity that is natural. Similarly, birthlessness of the consciousness is the nature. You cannot change it. Consciousness created the world and the creation vandavudane consciousness really is never became the world. Why na world illaiyana but thirupi he goes to that vaitarjya prakaranam advaita prakaranam sonna karika he revises na in the next karika here itself you see anyatha bhavaha prakritehe kadanchit na bhavishyati na in the 29th karika second line ajatihi prakritihi na the birthlessness is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, never talk the consciousness is born and gone. Momentary consciousness you should not talk. Okay? Momentary consciousness and chunna ennadum, you are accepting the birth and death to the consciousness. Therefore, its nature is what? Birthlessness. Kathanchit anyatha bhavaha means having birth, it will never happen. Anyatha bhavaha means transformation, getting transformation. That which is not having birth, getting that nature called birth. Na born, I am born, consciousness is born, angaradhu kadaiyadhu. Kadanchit prakritehe of that intrinsic nature of birthlessness of that consciousness will not take place. The transformation will not take place. When? At any time. At any time. So how you have to do anvaya here? Prakritehe anyatha bhavaha kathanchit na bhavishyati. Prakritehe anyatha bhavaha na intrinsic nature of anything can never become differently. Intrinsic nature of an entity can never be changed. Can you see the water flowing upwards? Water flows upwards. Enga place la ella water mele poguvanna. Eppome water comes downwards only. It is the nature of water. Cold fire irukkadu, hot fire da irukum. It is a nature. And the madri birth irukkira consciousness kadiyave kadiyadu. Birthlessness consciousness da irukke. Appo enga oorla consciousness birth irukana. Unga oor enna Buddhism. Andha oorla consciousness birth irukuma. எப்படி இருக்க முடியும்? உங்கள் ஊரில் தண்ணி வந்து மேலே போகுமா, ஃபயர் வந்து கோல்டாக இருக்குமான்னு? அது பிரகிருதி, அது ஸ்வபாவம், அதனுடைய ஸ்வபாவம் நீங்கள் மாற்றவே முடியாது. ஸோ லைக் தட், அப்படி இது கதஞ்சித்து ந பவிஷ்யத்தின். ஸோ கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் மேட்டர் ஆர் டூ நேம்ஸ் டு அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் is one name of the absolute reality. Matter is also another name for absolute reality. Really speaking, there is no matter. Is there part? Part name is given to the clay only. Really speaking, clay also is another name for easiness. Clay is, part is. Easiness is common. Easiness belong to clay or part? அதுதான். சோ ஈஸ்னஸ் ஹேஸ் காட் டூ நேம்ஸ் நவ். என்ன? கிளே ஈஸ், வாட் ஈஸ், வேர்ல்ட் ஈஸ், கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஈஸ். அந்த ஈஸ்னஸ் ஈஸ் த சைத்தன்யம் பிரம்மா. ஐ ஆம் தட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஒரிஜினல். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் எ நேம் வி ஹவ் கிவன் டு தட் பீயிங், எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல். These are all names we have given. Next karika. Anadiram tavatvam cha samsarasya na sesyati anantata chadimatah mokshasya na bhavishyati. According to Tarkika, This birth and death, he gives a nice name. Just I want to give that, introduce that words. What is birth? What is death? Namana chunna, dissociation of subtle body with the gross body is death. Association of gross body, subtle body is called birth. We give this, no? Explanation. Correct? Then, subtle body association with the gross body is birth. Subtle body dissociation with the gross body is death. Easy, okay, namma answer. But tarkka language lo, avan enna solluvanna, what is birth? Na, he says, Pragabhava Charamakshanaha Janmaha. Pragabhava, note pandikonga. After 5 years or 10 years, ungalukku puriyum. Okay. Pragabhava Charamakshanaha Janmaha. Pragabhava Charamakshanaha Janma. I'll translate into English. Birth means the last moment of previous non-existence. Birth means the last moment of previous non-existence is called birth. Then death means what? சரியா எழுதுக்கோங்கோ, என்னமோ எழுதிட்டு அப்புறம் தப்பு தப்பு போங்க. பர்த் மீன்ஸ் பிராகபாவ சரமக்ஷணா ஜென்மன். டெத் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் டெத்? துவம்ச அபாவ பிரதமக்ஷணா மரணம். மரணம் மீன்ஸ் துவம்ச அபாவ பிரதமக்ஷணா மரணம். Vamsabhava Pradhamakshanaha Maranam. The first moment of later absence is called death. The first moment of later absence. The first moment of later absence is called death. இது தான் லாஜிக். என்ன புரியறதா? புரியாதது ஏதோ அதுதான் லாஜிக். புரியும். There is a meaning in that, but straight away you cannot understand. It takes a lot of time to grasp. That much you just note enough. So what I want to say now, Gaudapada Acharya is dismissing that creation. He says, if samsara is real, what we say yesterday, what I said, samsara is a problem. If you get moksha, samsara will go away. And moksha you have to attain. Moksha you have to acquire. You have to get moksha. Chulitam. Now, is this samsara is real or unreal? Suppose it is real. Let us take it is real. Samsara is real. Samsara is real. Which whatever is real, you cannot remove. If samsara is real, anyhow samsara is real, death is real, birth is real, disease is real, old age is real. Suppose enna, people are all taking that only, no? Old age is real, birth is real, death is real, disease is real, everything is real. All these put together samsara. Appa samsara is also real. If samsara is real, you need not come to the class. Inna class gerdhukah varon? Moksha adairadhukah varon? Freedom from samsara is called moksha. Samsara is real. Why I have to study shastra? Because real samsara will never go. If samsara is intrinsic, my nature, enna neripula irukkira soodu eppadi edukka mudiyado, indha janma maranam death disease old age irukkira indha samsaram is satyam anna, there is no need of sadhana, there is no need of karma yoga, there is no need of upasana yoga, there is no need of chitta shuddhi, there is no need of jnana yogyata, there is no need of jnanam, there is no need of scriptural study, there is no moksha. Therefore what? Next class ki varave venda. But we are coming to class, we want to get moksha, and that means what? Okay, samsara is anadi, but it has an end. Suppose you say, samsara ends. Suppose you say, inge kuda problem. Samsara ends when moksha comes. Samsara ends. Okay, samsara is beginningless ani chonna. Samsara is beginningless, anadi. எப்போ வந்தது இந்த சம்சாரம், ப்ராப்ளம், பர்த் டெத்து, கிரியேஷன் எப்போ வந்தது? கிரியேஷன் எப்போ வந்ததுன்னா அனாதியாக வந்துருக்கான்னா பிகினிங்லெஸ், பட் இட் ஹேஸ் அன் எண்ட். சப்போஸ் யூ சே சோ, சம்சாரா எண்ட்ஸ், மோக்ஷா கம்ஸ். ஒன்ஸ் இட் கம்ஸ், வாட் எவர் கம்ஸ், இட் வில் கோ அவே. சம்சாரா எண்ட்ஸ் வென் 11:55. ஓகே, சப்போஸ் எனக்கு புரிஞ்சு போச்சு மாணிக்கம், சம்சாரா கான், 11:55 மோக்ஷம் வந்தாச்சு அனுக்கோங்களேன், வச்சுக்கோங்களேன், மோக்ஷம் வந்தாச்சு. எப்போ வந்தது? 11:55 ஏப்ரல் 1st தான் வரும் மோக்ஷம். மோக்ஷம் வரவே வராது. மோக்ஷம் வந்ததுன்னு நினச்சிக்கோங்களேன், வந்த மோக்ஷம் போயிடும். If a moksha is an event to happen so and so time, it destroys the samsara, and samsara gone, moksha has come. Whatever has come, this moksha also will end. You want going moksha or remaining moksha? Who wants going moksha? Again moksha goes. That's what Nachiketa asked யமதர்மராஜா கட்டோபனிஷத்தில், அந்யத்ர தர்மாத் அந்யத்ரா தர்மாத் அந்யத்ர அஸ்மாத் கிருத அக்ருதாத்னர். எனக்கு என்ன வேணும்னா அந்த மோக்ஷம் வேணும், விச் இஸ் நாட் கிரியேட்டட், இட் இஸ் நாட் எ சாத்திய மோக்ஷா, இட் இஸ் எ சித்த மோக்ஷான். ஆல்ரெடி நித்திய மோக்ஷான், ஆல்ரெடி ஐ முக்தா. மோக்ஷா இஸ் நாட் எ திங் டு ஹேப்பன் இன் கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம். அப்படி யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி முக்தா. அப்போது நான் கிளாஸுக்கே வர வேண்டாமே சுவாமி. ஐ ஆல்ரெடி நித்திய முக்தா. மோக்ஷா இஸ் மை நேச்சர், ஆத்மன் நேச்சர், இட் இஸ் யுவர் ஆன்சர். தென் ஐ நீட் நாட் கம் டு த கிளாஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் டைம். நோ நோ நோ, யூ ஹாவ் டு கம் டு த கிளாஸ் நாட் டு கெயின் மோக்ஷா. You have to study Shastra not to gain moksha. You have to study Shastra to know, to drop the notion that you have samsara. You are coming to the Vedantic class not to get moksha. You are coming to the Vedanta class to drop the notion that I have samsara. I drop the notion I have samsara. The moment I drop the notion I have samsara, I recognize I am nitya muktaha. The moment I drop the notion I have birth, death, disease, old age, sanchita karma, prarabdha karma, agami karma, all this put together samsara, this notion you drop through the study of scriptures. The moment you drop that notion, you recognize you are nitya mukta. You are not getting moksha. You are coming to Shastra to drop the wrong notion, not to get moksha. But ninga dhan sonnaan swami moksham varum an appo dhan solluvom beginning lo appadi sollalanna ning class ke varamaatadu nee nitya mukta nu sonna yaar varuva class ke nitya mukta nane avanukku puriyanume he has to discover adu discover pandradhukku class ku varanum. புரியறதா? But there is four. There is no samsara, there is no creation, there is no moksha also. I am nitya mukta buddha swarupa atma aham asmi, but I have a notion that I have samsara, and to drop that notion I have to study what Mandukya Upanishad. Therefore he says, அநாதேஹி அந்தவத்வம் ச சம்சாரஸ்ய சேஸ்யதி ந சேஸ்யதி. அநாதேகேன பிகிலிங்லெஸ் சம்சார அந்தவத்வம் ந சேஸ்யதி. இஃப் இட் இஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ் இட் கேன் நெவர் எண்ட். சிமிலர்லி ஆதிமதாக அனந்ததா மோக்ஷஸ்ய ந பவிஷ்யதி. ஆதிமதானர் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங், ஏ மோக்ஷா ஹுச் ஹேஸ் பிகினிங், த மோக்ஷா ஹுச் ஹேஸ் எ பிகினிங் கேன் நெவர் ஹேப்பன். ஸோ தி சம்சாரா, த பிகினிங்லெஸ் சம்சாரா கேன் நெவர் பி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட், கெனாட் பி எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்டு, cannot be established, and endlessness of moksha, this moksha will never endless, endlessness of moksha which has a beginning is not possible. Endlessness of moksha, if it has a beginning, can you talk about that moksha permanent? It is permanent moksha, can you say? So anantata of that moksha which has got adimataha, இந்த மோக்ஷம் இப்படி ஸ்டார்ட் ஆயிடுச்சு, மோக்ஷம் வந்தாச்சுன்னு சொன்ன என்ன அர்த்தம் தெரியுமோ? போயிடும் அர்த்தம். அதுதான் ஹி சேஸ் ஆதிமதா மோக்ஷஸ்ய. ஒன்ஸ் மோக்ஷா ஹேஸ் ஸ்டார்டட், ஹேஸ் கம், ஹேஸ் டேக்கன் பிளேஸ், அப்ப என்ன ஆயிடும்? யூ கெனாட் டாக் அபவுட் அனந்ததா, யூ கெனாட் டாக் அபவுட் எட்டர்னல். மோக்ஷா இஸ் எட்டர்னல், மோக்ஷா இஸ் பர்மனென்ட். நித்திய மோக்ஷம் பத்தி பேசவே முடியாது. ஏன்னா வந்த மோக்ஷம் போயிடும், வந்தது எல்லாமே போய் தான் ஆகணும். அதுக்கு தான் இப்போ என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, நமக்கு வர மோக்ஷம் வேண்ட. அப்போ எப்படி மோக்ஷம் வரும்? வரலன்னா என்ன மோக்ஷம்னா, நீ நித்திய முக்தனு புரிஞ்சுக்கோண்ணா, நித்திய முக்தன் நான்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். எப்போதான் புரியும் சுவாமி? நன்னா படிக்கணும், நன்னா படித்தா நன்னா புரியும். ஐ ஆம் நித்திய முக்தா, ஐ ஹாவ் நோ பர்த் டெத் அட் ஆல், ஐ ஹாவ் நோ சம்சாரா ஆல்சோ. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.